弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
Peace. Happy Chinese New Year.
新年快乐。
我先跟大家提一个问题啊。
I first like to ask a question.
我们今年教会的目标是什么？
What is our goal for our church this year?
要声音大点。
Louder, please.
我们教会今年的目标是要亲近主，要经历主。
The goal for this, this year is to, draw near to God.
我们有了这个目标。
And we have that goal.
我们教会所有的工作
So all of our ministries in the church.
所有的侍奉
All the service.
包括讲台上的讲道
Including the messages preached on the pulpit.
都要围绕这个中心
All need to surround that goal.
今天我跟大家分析的这个信息的题目是选择上好的福分。
And the topic for this morning is choose what is better.
哦、oh, ，yes。我们大家一起来念一下这个《路加福音》十章三十八到四十二节。我们啊。这英文没打出来。那么我们大家现在来念中文啊，我来念。我们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个名叫马大的女人接他到家里，他有一个妹妹名叫玛利亚，坐在主的脚前听到。马大被许多要做的事弄得心烦意乱，就上前来说，主啊，我妹妹让我一个人伺候，理不理吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。主回答，马大，马大，你为许多事操心忙碌，但是最需要的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择了那上好的份，是不能从她夺去的。我们大家低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，今天是你的日子。
Dear Lord, today is your day.
我们今天来到你的殿中来敬拜。
We come before you to worship.
来仰望你。
To
seek you. 来赞美你。主啊，我们也以感恩的心，我们感谢你今天赐下这几段经文。
With a thankful heart, we were so thankful that you have given us your word, these passages.
求圣灵感动我们有一个受教的心和受教的耳。
May your spirit move us so that we can have a teachable heart and teachable ears.
求神借着这段经文传讲你要我们的啊对我们的心意。
And may you use this passage to reveal your heart to us.
应用在我们的生活、工作和侍奉当中。
So that we can use it in our daily life, in our work, in our service, to glorify you.
奉基督耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们先来看看啊，这个这段经文当中所发生在什么地方？啊，这件事情是真实的事情。
So let us take a look at this passage and explore where this took place. This is something that has happened.
我们看看这个地点和人物啊。
So let's take a look at the place and the people in the scripture.
这个十章三十八节讲，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄。
And here in Luke chapter 10, verse 38, it says, Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village.
这个村庄在什么地方呢?
Now where is this village?
约翰福音十一章一节讲，有一个患病的人，名叫玛利亚，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
And we can see in John chapter 11, it states, Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha.
这个伯大尼在什么地方呢?
Well, where is Bethany?
伯大尼有两个。
There's actually two Bethanies.
我们今天讲的这个伯大尼呢，就是约翰福音十一章八节讲的。
And here we're talking about the Bethany that is near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off.
距耶路撒冷约有三公里的小村庄。
About 2 miles from Jerusalem.
还有一个伯大尼呢。就是在约旦河外啊。
There's a second Bethany, which is across the River Jordan.
那是约翰施洗啊的地方，是做见证的地方。
And it's a place where John baptized and a place where testimony was given.
我为什么要讲这个伯大尼呢？
Why am I talking about this place, Bethany?
这个圣经四福音当中讲到了玛利亚。
Because here it talks, it gives a story of Mary.
这个四福音当中讲了几个玛利亚。
And in the Gospels, how many Marys were there?
大家知道吧，这个圣经当中提到几次玛利亚，几个玛利亚。
Do you know how many Marys were, that the four Gospels recorded?
一共有六个。
There's actually six.
为了区分一下啊，哪个玛利亚，区分，特别是区分我们今天要讲的这个玛利亚，我们就叫她伯大尼的玛利亚。
Now, in order to identify which Mary, we will call the Mary from this passage the Mary of Bethany.
啊，那么这个玛，我们现在来看看啊。这个伯大尼，这个伯大尼呢有两个，我拿那个红圈圈的两个啊，在大家看呢，在左手边呢，这边就是这个有一个伯大尼，当中呢也有一个耶路撒冷在里面。
So you see these two circles that indicates the two Bethanies.And what we want to focus on is the circle to the left.
在你们的右边
Jerusalem.
在你们的右边呢，也有一个伯大尼。
And the circle on the right is the other Bethany.
它是在约旦河。
And that's near the Jordan River.
所以说我们大家读经的时候稍微注意一下。
So you want to pay attention when we read the scripture.
我们再看看这件事情当中有几个人物。
Now let's look at the people in this passage.
当然第一个是主耶稣了。
Of course, the first person is our Lord Jesus.
这个地方呢，这个家庭有三个姐弟啊。
And there's a family with three siblings.
这个三十八节到三十九节讲，有一个名叫马大的女人，接她到家里，她有一个妹妹，叫做玛利亚，坐在主的脚前。
And in verse 38 to 39, it says, "And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching."
他的弟弟呢，拉撒路不在。
Now, their brother Lazarus is not here.
所以说呢，只有他的姐姐马大和玛利亚在这儿。
So it's just the two sisters, Martha and Mary.
那么我们现在再来看看马大啊，大家一起来看看马大。
Now let's take a look at this character, Martha.
马大呢有马大的一个特点。
Martha had a certain characteristic.
她呢做事呢勤奋。
She's a hard worker.
而且呢做事情也很负责任。
And she's very responsible.
马大大非常忙碌，她是体现了她是爱主的。
She's always busy and she loves the Lord and loves serving the Lord.
这就反映出呢她有一个责任感。
So that means she is she has a sense of responsibility.
马大的工作是不可缺少的。
And her work is important.
教会需要马大。
And the church needs people like Martha.
越多越好。
The more the better.
我们教会有没有马大？
Do we have Marthas in our church?
有没有？多不多？
Do we have a lot of Marthas?
Okay.
Very good.
这是我们教会的福气。
That's a blessing for our church.
但是从这段经文当中，我们又看到了马大他的一些问题。
But also in this passage, we see some flaws in her character.
她有一种自以为是的优越感。
She has a sense of self-righteousness.
她呢，因为家里头没有父母，她是老大。
And because this family had there's no parents, and she has to play the role of a parent.
所以说呢，一般讲长女为母。
So a lot of times, when you're the eldest sibling, you are considered the parent.
Yes. 所以说呢，她就承担了家里头的家务。
So she's taken on the responsibility of all the household chores.
而且她要照顾她的弟弟和妹妹。
And she's responsible for taking care of her younger sister and brother.
所以说她就养成了这个，她有一点优越感。
So that's why she has a sense of self-righteous or superiority.
她呢，可能呢，就比较霸道。
So she can be bossy.
控制欲比较强。
And she's controlling.
那么她跟人相处的时候呢，就容易产生矛盾。
So she can, there's maybe conflicts when she has to deal with other people.
如果呢，她把她这个特性呢，如果带到社会工作和教会当中呢。
So if you take this characteristic into other areas such as the workplace or the church.
因为她的工作好，又有负责任，所以说领导呢，同事呢，同工都很喜欢她。
And because she has this sense of responsibility and this sense of leadership, so all of her coworkers would love that, love her.
时间长了就会感觉到呢，她有点不太近人情。
But after time goes on, then she may appear cold.
哎，其实她不太尊重人。
And she won't respect others.
有点独断专行。
And likes to work by herself, work on her own.
这是老大的一个特点。
That's a characteristic of the eldest sibling.
那么为什么主要责备马大呢？
Now why did the Lord rebuke Martha? Martha.
我们大家起来念。马大，马大，你为
English? Okay. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things.
她的问题就是在哪呢？她思虑烦扰。
So what is her problem? She's anxious and troubled.
主耶稣责备马大不是因为她工作。
The Lord rebukes Martha not because of her work.
责备他，他是依靠自己的一个天然的一个生命。
But she is rebuked for relying on her own strength and her natural self.
以及他这个老大的习气，老大的特点。
And the characteristics of always wanting to be the boss and control.
来侍奉主。
To serve the Lord.
她是以自我为中心的。
She has herself as the center.
她就容易呢患得患失。
So that she's always worried about gains and losses.
Yes. 所以说呢，她就失去了她的这个平静，也就失去了她的这个能力了。
So she loses her sense of calmness and her, and then her ability, capability.
我们具体表现，我们大家来看一看。
Let us take a look together.
她喜欢跟人家比较。
She likes to compare herself with others.
她在这个时候呢，她认为自己做事情做得多。
So here in this particular case, she thinks that she's doing more than others.
她认为玛利亚做事情做得少。
So she's complaining that Mary is not doing enough.
所以说呢，她有一种骄傲的一些成分在里面。
So she's almost arrogant.
第二个，她是抱怨。
And she complains.
她在个路加福音十章四十节，主，你不在意吗？
She asks the Lord, "Do you not care?"
她，主耶稣啊，你干嘛这个时候跟人家讲话呢？
So what she is saying is, Lord, why are you using taking this time to speak?
你不能换一个时间讲话吗？
Can't you choose another time?
现在要吃饭了。
Right now is the time to eat.
另外一方面，她会责备人。
And she blames others.
我的妹子留下了我一个人伺候。
Mary has left me all alone to serve.
她在责备她的妹妹。
She's blaming Mary, her sister.
责备人呢，她总会是会伤害人的。
And when you blame others, you're always hurting who you're blaming.
她是不会造就人的。
It never builds them up.
而且也不会解决问题的。
And it doesn't solve any problems.
所以说她在责备人。
So she's blaming.
同时呢，他在四十节他又讲，请吩咐他来帮助我。
And here in verse 40, she says, she's telling Jesus, tell her then to help me.
他是对谁说的？
Who is she speaking to?
他是对耶稣说的。
She's speaking to Jesus.
这时候呢，他是在指挥主耶稣。
So here you see her commanding Jesus.
另外一个，他是自恋。
And she also has self-pity.
她感觉到我这么忙，就没有人来帮助我。你说我可怜不可怜啊？
So she's pitying herself. She's so busy, and there's no one to help her.
在刚才这一段经文当中，我们看到这个啊，分析一下马大，他有这么五个情况。
So in this passage, we see these five areas that Martha's within Martha's character.
这就是她那个烦躁啊，心情烦躁造成的。
So it's because she's so anxious and she's troubled.
为什么会烦躁呢？就是因为她是靠自己的能力。
Why is she anxious and troubled? It's because she's relying on herself.
靠自己的能力，遇到了问题就会慌乱。
Now when you rely on yourself and you face a problem or a challenge, you then become anxious and troubled.
慌乱的时候做不成事情的。
When you are anxious and troubled, you can't accomplish anything.
也做不好事情的。
And you won't do things well.
也不会得到主的赞赏的。
And you won't be blessed, you won't be rewarded by the Lord.
另外一方面，她不是从灵里来亲近神，而是用肉体来亲近神。
And she's not drawing near to the Lord in the spirit, but rather than in the natural, in the flesh.
主耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，更要靠口，神口里所出的一切话。
The Lord says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
吃饭重要不重要？
Is eating important?
大家讲吃饭重要不重要？
Is that important?
神的话重要不重要？
Is God's word important?
哪一个重要？
Which one is more important?
啊，这有一个顺序的啊。
There's an order here.
神的话重要。
God's word is important.
我跟大家举个例子啊，讲个小故事啊。
Let me give you an example. I'll share a story.
有一个农夫。
There's a farmer.
Yes. 他呢就跳了一幅那个蔬菜那个有一一个担子，他装了蔬菜。
So there's a basket full of vegetables.
他就把它挑了，要去到那个farmer 那个 market 去把它卖掉。
So he picked the vegetables in the basket and is on his way to the market.
这个路很长。
And it's a long journey to the market.
所以说他就在这一路走，一路在挑的。
So he on his way, he's walking and picking the vegetables.
这个时候呢，停下一辆汽车。
And then at that time, there's a car that stopped by.
这个司机就问这个农夫。
And the driver asked the farmer.
说呢，你到哪去？
Where are you going?
他说我要到 market 去。
And he responds, I'm going to the market.
对。那个司机就跟他讲，你上车，我帮你带去。
And the driver says, "Hop on, I'll give you a lift."
这个农夫就上去了。
And the farmer got on the car.
这车子就开了。
And they went on their way.
那么这个农夫呢，他还在挑到这个担子。
And the farmer is still carrying the basket.
那么就到了那个 market.
And they got to the market.
你说他省劲了还是吃力了？
Do you think he's exerting energy?
他比那个挑还吃力。
He's exerting actually more energy.
哎呀，为什么呢？这个 balance， 他这个开车一颠一颠，他要那个他要一个 balance 的。
So he needs to balance the baskets in the car.
这个马大就是相当于这个农夫。
So the Martha is like that farmer.
主耶稣
，Jesus is here.
这个是不是一个福气啊？
Isn't that a blessing?
她不会享受这个福气。
So she's not enjoying that blessing.
她去忙饭。
She's working to cook.
她还在这个忙饭，她不能放下来，而且呢，没有人帮她，她自己就越来越慌张了，她越来就心里头就烦躁了。
And she's working hard to prepare all this, and she gets anxious and trouble because no one's helping her.
这就是马大。
That's Martha.
我们是用灵来支配肉，是用灵来支配我们的肉体的需要呢，还是肉体需要来支配我们的灵呢？
So is the spirit needs of the flesh, or does the flesh needs to dominate the spirit?
我们亲近神了，神就能做工了。
When we draw near to God, then God can work in us.
我们也就能够享受神了。
Then we can enjoy God.
我们再来看玛利亚。
Now let's take a look at Mary.
玛利亚呢，是家里头是老二。
Now Mary is the second child in the family.
这个老二有老二的特点。
Now there's certain characteristics of a middle child.
因为老大老二呢，他没有像老大那个父母那样去关注他。
Because she's a second child, the parents don't care for her as much.
Yes. 他是 care for the older.
Yeah, the parents care for the older child usually.
Yeah. 他也没有像那个下面的弟弟那么样受宠爱。
And she's not not spoiled, but is this favored? Yeah,
favored,
she's not favored like the youngest child. Yeah.
所以说这个老二呢，他想得到父母的关注呢，他就察言观色。
So because the middle child wants the favor of the parents, she's they're usually more observant.
哎，他就要观察父母了。
So they're observant of the parents.
所以说这个老二的一般呢，他是比较善良的，比较是敏感的。
So usually the characteristic of a second child is usually very more sensitive and kind.
啊，富有同理心的，能够呢敏锐的，啊，观察周围人的情绪。
And they're more empathetic, and they're able to perceive, what other people are feeling.
一般人都说老二比较精明。
Usually, people say the second child is usually more, keen. 精明。
你们大家认为老二精明不精明啊？
You usually think the second child is more keen?
但是这个老二的作用是很大的。老二的起的作用在家里都起的作用是很大的。
But the second child's, value in the family is, very, important.
因为这个老大呢，他要想使这个家庭关系要和睦的话呢，他首先第一个呢，他要跟这个老大搞好关系。
Because if there needs to be harmony in the family, the second child usually has to have a really good relationship with the older child.
而且呢，他要让弟弟妹妹呢，也要跟老大搞好关系。
And they also need to make sure that the other siblings also have a good relationship with the older siblings.
所以说这个家庭和睦不和睦呢，这个老二起很大作用。
So whether it has harmony, it really depends on, the second child.
在这个圣经当中啊，记得这个玛利亚记得很多处啊，他有三次谈到他是在主耶稣的脚前。
And according to the Bible, there are many verses that records that Mary fell at the feet of Jesus.
啊，他第一次记载他在主耶稣的脚前呢，就是我们这个十章啊，路加福音十章三十九节讲的。他有一个妹妹名叫玛利亚坐在主的脚前听到。
Actually, according to the Bible, there's actually three times that Mary fell at Jesus' feet. The first time is in verse 10.
你看他坐在主前听到，这说明什么呢？说明他非常的谦卑。
And it says that she had, Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. Now, sitting at the feet of Jesus shows that she's very humble.
而且呢，他也非常的平静、安静。
She's very calm and quiet.
这个平静和谦卑是蒙祝福的一个最重要的一个态度。
And the attitude of humility and being calm and quiet is, important to draw near to God.
那玛利亚在那个地方坐在主的。脚前做什么呢？
And what does she do at the Lord's feet?
听到。
She's listening to.
听主耶稣讲道。
She's listening to the preaching of Jesus.
那听什么道呢？
What message?
我们从这个，这是路加福音十章啊，我们从路加福音的九章，我们可以啊，我们可以啊推断出来。主耶稣是在讲什么信息？我们跟大家一起来念一下《路加福音》九章二十二节：“人子必须受许多苦，被长老、祭司长和经学家弃绝，杀害第三日。”
And we can probably, speculate what that message is from chapter 9, the previous chapter. And it says.That message is that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised.
Yes. 我们再看一下啊，在这个路加福音的九章四十四节，我们英文中文一道念。你们要把这些话存在心里，人子将要被交在人的手里。
Let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men.
这个信息啊，耶稣跟他的门徒呢讲了多次了。
And this message Jesus, already shared with his disciples many times.
但是呢，主耶稣的门徒没有听进去。
But his disciples didn't really hear the message.
到了这个最后的晚餐的时候呢，他们还在争谁为大。
Even at the Last Supper, they were still arguing who was greater.
但是呢，这 这个玛利亚她听进去了。
But Mary heard the message.
为什么听进去呢？
How did she hear this message?
她在平，她因为她在听，平静地在听主耶稣在讲。
Because she is calmly and quietly listening to the Lord Jesus.
我们大家啊，中文和英文一道来念。
Let us read together in English and Chinese.
Mary, therefore, took a pound of expensive ointment
made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
这个呢，发生在这个马大，玛利亚听了耶稣的这个话。讲到以后他做的他呢在逾越节的前六天
Now this action was taken by Mary after she heard the message and that was 6 days prior to the Passover
那么他就拿了半公斤的这个香料就这个香膏就去抹这个膏这个主耶稣
She took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed Jesus' feet.
他为什么要抹
Why anoint Jesus?
约翰福音十二章七节讲他是为我安葬之日存留的
And in John chapter 12 verse 7Lord Jesus said, she may keep it for the day of my burial.
玛利亚把主耶稣的话听进去了。
See, Mary heard the message preached by Jesus.
她明白了神的心意。
She understood God's heart.
所以说她才会有这个行动。
That's why she had this behavior or action.
因为她是为了主耶稣的死，她说付上的代价
Because this is what she offered for Jesus' death.
这个半公斤的这个香膏值多少钱呢？值三十两银子。
And this pound of expensive ointment is the value of 30 pounds, shekels? 30 shekels?
No, silver.
Oh, 30 pounds, silver.
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 Silver. 所以说呢，在这个，只有他明白了神的心意，他才心甘情愿地愿意付出这么大的一个代价来。
Because she heard the message and understood God's heart, that's why she's willing to offer this.
他是在主耶稣的脚下。
And she's at the feet of Jesus.
第三次
The third time
第三次的话呢这个拉撒路死了四天了
Third time recorded in John and this time her brother Lazarus has been dead for 4 days
这个时候耶稣呢才到这时候耶稣死那个拉撒路死了四天以后耶稣才赶到
So it's only after the fourth day Lazarus' death, then Jesus came to Martha and Mary.
我们大家来念一下啊，玛利亚来到耶稣里，一看见他，就伏伏在他脚前说：“
saying to him,
主啊，
Lord, if you had
如果你早在这里，
my brother would not have died.
玛利亚见了主耶稣。”他就在主耶稣的脚下。
Mary saw Jesus and fell at his feet.
我们看看马大是怎么做的。
Now compared to Martha,
约翰福音十一章二十一节，我们大家再来念。马大对耶稣说：“主啊，如果你早在这里，我的兄弟就不会死了。”他们俩都爱主。
Both of them loved the Lord.
但是程度是不一样的。
But in different degrees.
不同在什么地方
Where is the difference?
在什么地方 她是俯伏在主的脚前说这个话的。
Mary fell at the Lord's feet saying this.
这说明这个玛利亚对主是非常谦卑的，非常尊敬的。
So this shows that Mary is humble and respects our Lord Jesus.
而且她也是特别的信赖主的能力。
And she trusts and relies on the Lord.
这也表明她对她的弟弟拉撒路是特别的爱。
And this also shows that she loved her brother Lazarus.
她请求耶稣。
And she's asking Jesus.
主耶稣把他弟弟从死里复活了。
And Jesus brought Lazarus back from the dead.
我们人都觉得好像玛利亚坐的那个地方不动，好像只静不动。
But we often think that Mary is just idle and not moving.
这个圣经啊，这个版本很多。
There's many versions of the Bible.
英文也有很多的版本。
Even in English, there's many versions.
中国呢也有很多的版本。
Also in Chinese.
所以说我们讲道人啊，有时候要讲这篇道，有时候呢就要看不同的版本。
So when we prepare for a message, we sometimes have to study and look at these different versions.
所以从不同的版本呢，我们可以找到一些亮光。
And within these different versions, we can maybe be enlightened.
这个路加福音十章三十九节呢，我查了一下那个 King James 这个微信英这个是英国这个英文版本的这个。钦定本啊，这是 King James.
Luke chapter 10 verse 39, there's a King James version.
好，请这个，请 Peter 念一下。
And it says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
他这个地方 which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.他这个的意思就是什么呢？有一个 also， 这个 also 是什么意思啊
？And here, a word that's added, the word is also. What does that mean?
Also 就是也。
Also.
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 Also 也啊 ，yes。这个也是什么意思呢？就是说呢，这个玛利亚。他把他的工作做了，同时呢，他抽空呢，他也坐下来听主耶稣在讲道。
So this also means that Mary finished her work, and after finishing her work, she sat at Jesus' feet.
所以说，在这个版本当中，他可以让我们看到玛利亚，她不仅亲近神。而且呢，他也是在侍奉神。
So in this version, we can see that Mary not only just drew near to the Lord, but she also served.
所以说，这个就是啊，讲的是玛利亚。那么我们现在呢，把玛利亚呢和马大的区别一下。
So now that we've learned about Mary, now let's take a look at the difference between Martha and Mary.
马大是为主做工。
Martha is working for the Lord.
玛利亚是亲近主，让主向她做工。
Mary is for the Lord and let the Lord work for her.
马大是要给主做工作的成果。
And Martha is to give the fruits of the Lord's work.
玛利亚则是做个接受主的器皿。
And Mary was a vessel to receive the Lord.
马大是以工作来满足主。
Martha satisfies the Lord with work.
玛利亚是以爱来满足主。
Mary satisfied the Lord with her love.
马大是在向主说话。
Martha was speaking to the Lord.
玛利亚是让主向她说话。
And Mary let the Lord speak to her.
如果我们老是在那个讲话，你就没有机会让主向你说话了。
Now, if we're always speaking to the Lord, we don't allow an opportunity for the Lord to speak to us.
你也得不到主的启示了。
And you won't receive the revelation from God.
主固然需要我们有工作上面的侍奉。
Of course, the Lord wants us to offer ourselves in service.
但是主更需要我们爱的侍奉。
But the Lord desires us to serve in love.
这是马大和玛利亚的一个区别。
Those are the differences between Martha and Mary.
那么我们现在看看选择上好的福分。
Now let's take a look at choosing the best blessings.
世上的人认为什么叫福分呢？福分是什么呢？
What are blessings in the eyes of the world?
一般人都觉得讲，我们要上一个好的大学，上一个好的学校。
Most people think that is to attend a good school.
要得到一些学位。
And get some degrees.
要有一个好的工作。
And have a good job.
要有一个幸福美满的家庭。
And a happy and blessed family.
要一个豪宅。
And a nice home,
豪车,
a nice car,
等等等等,
et cetera, et cetera.
这些是不是福气呢?
Are those blessings?
是不是福气啊?
Are they blessings?
是福气。
They are blessings.
需要不需要?
Do you need them?
应该讲是,有这个能力应该需要的。
Now, if you have the ability, there is a need.
但是,这不是主耶稣说的。这个上好的福分。
But this is not what Jesus is referring to, the best blessing.
那么什么是上好的福分呢?
Then what is the best blessing?
主耶稣在这个地方讲，玛利亚得到了上好的福分，那就是她亲近主，她得到了主，得到了主的话语。
So Lord Jesus here, she received the best blessing, and that is that she received...the Lord himself, and she received the Lord's words.
那么我们怎么样才能够亲近主呢?
Well, how do we get close to the Lord Jesus?
我们牧者最喜欢说了,你们怎么样能够亲近主呢?
The shepherds love to ask, well, how do you get close to the Lord?
所有的牧师
All the pastors
告诉你一个方法
Tell them their own way.
你要祷告。
You need to pray.
你要读经。
You need to read God's word.
你要按照神的话去做。
You have to obey the Lord's commands.
这是老生常谈。老生常谈。
老生常谈。That's a...
就是...
Huh? Oh, that's old school.
就是你老生你就这个牧师没话说了嘛？你除了这三个方法，你还有什么方法呢
？Oh, it's nothing new. It's the same old thing. That's the same old thing.
是吧？这个刘长老怎么说
？So what is Pastor
这个范长老也这么说
？What is Pastor James say?
外面来的牧师也这么说。我今天呢也这么说。
And I say it too.
你们牧师还有什么办法呢
？What other methods are there?
耶稣在这个地方讲了，选择了上好的福分，这个选择是一个关键。
So here the key is to choose.
你是要还是不要
？Do you want it or not?
我们人得救，我今天要跟大家讲，我们人得救是靠谁来拣选的
？So based our salvation.Whose choice was it?
耶稣在约翰福音十五章十六节讲，我们大家一起来念，不是你们选择了我，而是我选择的你们。大家要注意啊，这是个真理啊。
So this is a truth.
现在有很多的宗教。
There's a lot of religions today.
有佛教，有伊斯兰教，有什么道教，有什么很多很多的教。
So Buddhism, Islam, Taoism, different, all these different religions.
还有基督教。
Including Christians.
我为什么成为基督徒呢？
Why did I become a Christian?
因为是我选的基督徒，我选的基督教。
Because I chose this religion.
是我选择的耶稣。
It's because I chose Jesus.
弟兄姐妹啊，这是完全错误的。我们大家要记住啊，我们成为基督徒，今天在座的成为基督徒和将要成为基督徒的，是主耶稣拣选了我们。
So that is the wrong idea, people, that when you become a Christian or going to become a Christian, it's not your choice, but it's Jesus choosing you.
除此之外，我们无论遇到什么事情，我们都要参与选择。
So no matter what happens, we need to make a choice.
除了救恩之外啊，
excluding salvation.
那么我们什么事情，我们都要参与这个选择。
So what decision or what choice do we make?
我们先在圣经里头找几个例子啊。
So let's look at a few examples in the Bible.
现在我们大家都在读每日读经啊，现在大家已经读了创世纪读完了是吧？对，今天这个讲的以撒和雅各就是创世纪的这件事情。
So here, I think most people that are following the daily reading plan have finished chapter Genesis, and here in Genesis it talks about Esau and Jacob.
这个以扫和雅各呢是双胞胎。
And Esau and Jacob are twins.
那么以扫是老大。
And Esau is the older child.
这个雅各是老二。
And Jacob is the second child.
这个以扫呢，他为了一碗红豆汤和那个饼呢，他就把他自己老大的这个位分呢，就卖给了谁了？卖给了老二雅各。
And Esau sold his birthright to his younger brother Jacob for a bowl of stew, red bean soup. 红豆汤 lentil soup.
这个老大他选择了什么？他选择了不要这个位分。
So what was Esau's choice? The older child, his choice is forsake his birthright.
是他自己选择的。
Now that was his choosing.
这个老二雅各呢，就想方设法就要想得到老大的，这是他的一个选择。
And for Jacob, his choice was to scheme and go after that birthright.
另外还有一个呢，就是那个在创世纪的三十二节啊，到二十二三十二节二十二到三十二这个经文呢，这个大家回去去看一下啊。我只是把这个事情讲一下。那就是呢，神呢有一天晚上就找到雅各，要跟雅各摔跤。
Oh, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 26, it talks about one night Jacob met with God and had a wrestling match with him.
摔了一个晚上，不分胜负。
And the wrestling match took all night with no winner.
好了，我们大家来念这段经文。那人说
Then he said,
天灵明了
Let me go,
for the day
has broken.
雅各说
Jacob said,
你不给我祝福
I will not let you go,
我就不用你去
unless you bless
me. 那人就是神了
This is talking about God.
他就说已经天亮了我们不摔了吧停下来你让我走吧
He was saying, the day has broken, let me go.
这个雅各说不行你不给我祝福我不让你走
And Jacob said to God, No, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
他就抓住神不放。
And he held on to God without letting go.
这个神曾经祝福过亚伯拉罕。
And God blessed Abraham.
他呢为了祝福他呢首先呢把那个他叫原来叫亚伯兰把他改成亚伯拉罕。
And God changed Abraham's name from Abram to Abraham.
他这个时候呢，神给他祝福，给这个雅各祝福，把雅各的名字呢就改成了 Israel 就是改成了以色列。
So similarly here, after God blesses Jacob, God also changed Jacob's name to Israel.
这个雅各的这个家族最后就成为一个以色列的国了。
And the heritage of generations after Jacob becomes the nation of Israel.
这个是给他一个多大的一个福气。
What a great blessing that is.
弟兄姐妹，老大雅各，老大以扫，他不要这个福气，但是呢，雅各呢，他要这个福气，这是他选择的。
Brothers and sisters, Esau for, did not want that birthright or that blessing. But Jacob seeked it.
再举一个例子。
Here's another example.
浪子比喻。
The parable of the prodigal son.
听过没有?
Have you heard it?
这个地方讲的两个人。
He talks about two people.
一个小儿子,一个大儿子。
Elder son and a younger son.
这个小儿子呢,他呢,他是放荡。
And the younger son was放荡, loose.
那么他呢？最后呢？他把钱都花光了。
And he spent all his money.
最后他沦落到一个没有一文钱了，就是没有钱了。
And he spent all his money. He has no money left.
他沦落到一个穷人都说他是穷人的人。
And he's come to a place where even the poorest of the poor called him poor.
穷人都嫌他穷。
The poorest of the poor even called him poor.
他睡在这个猪圈里。
And he slept in the pigsty.
他吃那个猪食。
And he ate from the pig's food.
这个时候他就在想，那我怎么办呢？
And then he thought to himself, what am I to do?
他心里想，我回家就是再受到惩罚，我还是要回家。
And he thought to himself, even though if I go home and receive the punishment, it's still better to go home.
他就选择回家了。
So he chose to go home.
最后他回家了以后呢，他的父亲呢，就宽容他，谅解他，而且表示了无微不至的爱。
And after he goes home, he finds out his father receives him with open arms and in love.
而且呢，给他一个，又恢复了他儿子的身份。
And restored his identity as a son.
这是他选择的。
And that was a choice.
但是老大呢？
But what about the older son?
这个老大呢，他是一天到晚跟他的父亲住在一起，而且天天享受他父亲对他的爱。
And this older son is with the father every day, receiving the blessings from the father.
他弟弟回来了，照理来讲，他应该体会到父亲的心情，应该热情地来接待他的弟弟。
So the older brother, now knowing that the younger brother has returned, he should have known the father's heart and be glad.
但是呢，他拒绝他，而且呢，他也在这个指责他。
But he rejected the younger brother and rebuked the younger brother.
而且他也指责他的父亲。
And also rebuked the father.
是吧？这段经文大家看，我不念了。
Everyone knows about this passage, so we won't read it.
他就选择了跟他的父亲疏远。
So he chose to distance himself from the father.
他失去了上好的福分。
And forgo the best blessing.
我今天在这个地方讲到三个老大。
And today we talked about three elderly children.
三个老二。是吧？
Three second children.
这个以扫，还有这个马大，还有这个大儿子，这三个老大呢，他们都选择了，选择什么？放弃这个上好的福分。
So Esau, Martha, and this the elder son in the prodigal, the parable, they've all gave up the best blessing.
Yes. 这个老二呢，那就是雅各、玛利亚和这个小儿子呢， 他们是选择了上好的福分。
And the second child, was, Jacob, Mary, and this younger son, and they all chose the best blessing.
Yes. 我这个地方要说明一下啊，这个老大的特性和老二的特性，这是一个心理学家通过统计学啊把它归纳起来。
So the characteristic of the older child and the second child is all based on analysis and studies and research.
Yeah. 这个地方不是说所有的老大都有老大的特性，也不是所有的老二有老二的特性。
So not all, not all of the oldest child will have these characteristics, and not all of the second child in the family will have these characteristics.
老大可能呢有老二的，也老二呢也可能有老大的习气。
So sometimes the older child may have the characters of the second child, and vice versa.
不是老大，也不是老二的，他也可能有老大的习气，也可能有老二的习气。
So if you're
不是老大，也不是老二，但是呢，他们可能呢有老大的习气，
oh, okay.
也可能有老二的习气。
Okay, so even if you're not the oldest child, you may not have the characteristics of the second child, and vice versa.
Even if you're not the oldest or the youngest, you might have their characteristics.
Okay, what Pastor James said.
You're right. 但是这个地方，我只是说，我们呢要学习老二，要学习玛利亚，啊，要选择上好的福分。
But here we
不管你是老大老二，我们要选择那上好的福分。
But we should learn from Mary, regardless if you're the first or second child, that you should choose the best blessing.
我们在实际啊，刚才讲的圣经的故事啊，现在我们在实际当中啊，我们也是存在需要选择的。
So now, practically speaking, we also need to make the right choices.
我们工作好与不好，有一个很大程度是我们选择，是我们的选择。
And whether well or not, it also depends on our choices.
我们犯罪不犯罪，我们违反不违反交通规则，这也是我们选择。
Whether if we commit a crime or run a red light, that also depends on choice.
在 stop sign 的时候，要不要停下来？
Do we need a stop for stop sign?
红灯要不要停下来？
Do we stop for a red light?
我们在座的人有没有在 stop sign, stop sign 的时候有没有不停就走的？有没有？
Have we ever not stopped at a stop sign and just
有没有闯过红灯的？
Have we ever ran a red light?
我跟你讲，知道不对。但是呢，我们还是做了，这是什么呢？这是我们的选择，我们选择了，我们要做。
So even though we know that it's wrong and we still do it, that is a choice.
这是明知故犯。
That's knowing what's wrong, but you still do it. Right?
我喜欢一段经文啊，就是这个保罗说的，忘记背后，努力面前，朝着什么标杆去跑，好不好？
I love this passage from Paul. It says, "Forget what's behind."
好不好？
And look what's in the front, running towards the goal.
这个经文好不好？
Is that a good passage?
做到做不到？
Can we do it?
我们是不是把背后都忘了？
Do we forget the past or what's
behind? 我们是不是努力面前了？我们是不是朝着标杆跑了？
Do we run for the prize?
我们选择的是做的还是选择不做？
So, do we choose to do it or do we choose not to do it?
我举一个现实的例子，可能跟我有一点关系啊，跟大家都有关系啊，跟每个人都有关系。
I'll give a practical example. I think
这个圣经当中，圣经当中最主要的是什么呢？讲的我上次讲过，圣经当中最主要的就是讲的是关系。
The most important thing mentioned in the Bible is our relationship.
我们要跟神的关系。
It's our relationship with God.
我们要跟人的关系。
And our relationship with others.
我们在人的关系当中最重要的关系是什么？
And within our relationship with each other, what is the most important relationship?
我们人的关系当中最重要的关系是什么？夫妻关系。
That is the relationship between a husband and a wife.
我们在座的夫妻啊，有没有发生过争吵啊？
And those married couples here,Have we ever argued?
没有争吵的举一下手。
If you've never argued, raise your hand.
刘长老，你有没有
？Pastor Alex,
你有没有
？Mr. James,
有。我有没有？我告诉你也有。每个人
，Everyone has arguments.
你去看看圣经，越是著名的，他们都夫妻都在吵架的。
Even the married couples in the Bible, they all argued.
是吧？但是这个吵架不怕，问题就是怎么样解决问题，这才重要。
The most important thing is that we need to solve the problem. Having arguments is not the big issue.
我跟我太太啊，你们讲师母，也常常有争执。
Me and my wife have arguments.
我怕什么呢？我最怕就是冷战。
What do I fear the most? And that is
这个吵完以后呢，她不理我。
The cold shoulder is if she ignores me.
哎呀，这个日子你过一天两天，你很难受的。这个是影响生活、工作和侍奉的。
And that cold shoulders is not easy because it impacts everyday life.
好在昨天没有吵，否则今天我又讲到讲不起来了。
Good thing that we didn't have an argument yesterday, or else I would have a preaching today.
所以说呢，这个我们怎么样来解决这个问题是最重要的。
So how do we solve the problem?
怎么解决？哎，这个对他在帮我操作的。首先就是双方要有一个意愿。
Well, how do we solve problems? Is both parties must have
双方都要选。双方都要选择要解决。
Both need to choose to want to solve the problem.
那么好，大家都愿意解决。
Okay, well then, if both parties are willing.
那下面呢，就是说呢，我们有什么办法呢？那就是我们不能靠人的方法，我们只能靠神的方法。
Then the next thing is we can't rely on man's methods, but we need to trust and rely on the Lord's ways.
现在我退休了，原来我在那方当牧师。
I'm retired now. I was a pastor.
深更半夜有电话来。
And I would get a call in the middle of the night.
夫妻吵架。
And it's an argument of a married couple.
晚上深更半夜啊。
At night, in the middle of the night.
我的电话24小时通的，所以说呢，他一打我就醒了，对吧
？Now my phone is on 24/7, so.
我们是靠什么方法来解决？不是靠人的方法。
So how do we solve the problem? It's not by man's methods.
用人的方法呢？那就是说什么？用人的方法就是火上加油。
So if you use man's methods, it's putting oil on the fire, fuel on the fire.
就要讲理，你这个对，你这个是错，你这是善，你这是个恶。我跟你讲，越辩这个问题就越大。就越解决不了。
So you start to use reasoning and logic, and you work your way through it, and then the problem becomes even more complex.
我们只能靠神的方法。
We have to rely on God's way.
夫妻之间有矛盾，人与人之间有矛盾，关键的问题是什么？
So there's conflict between husband and wife, and conflict between people.
关键的问题。是当事人双每个人是跟神的关系。
And the issue is between the people and their relationship with God.
我们之间发生的问题，就是说我们当事人跟神之间的问题发生的问题。
So when there's conflict between two people, it's usually because there is a problem with their own relationship with God.
当事人跟神的关系解决不好，你夫妻的关系和与人的关系是处理不好的。
So if you don't solve or reconcile that relationship
between you and God,
then you can't reconcile and solve the problem between your relationship with each other.
Yeah. 你要想解决这个问题，你必须先跟神的关系要解决好。
So if you want to solve the problem or the conflict, you need to reconcile and solve the relationship problem between you and God.
我跟我太太呢，总结出一个诀窍，啊，这争吵以后有个诀窍。
And my wife and I came up with a
我跟大家，我跟大家透露一下啊。
So I'll share with people, everyone.
那就是呢，你不能靠自己，要靠神，要靠神的话。
You can't rely on yourself. You have to rely on God and His Word.
这上面写没写？看看。再往下，好，我们大家一起来念。
Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
这句话宝贵啊。
That's a precious passage verse.
这句话啊，他没有说寒露是错误的啊。这句话讲，寒露并不是错的啊。
So here he's saying there's nothing wrong with being angry.
他这句话也没有说你们双方谁对谁错，神在这个地方也没讲啊。
And it doesn't say who's right or who's wrong.
他没有伤害任何人啊。
No one's harmed.
但是呢，他会使你能够平静下来。
But it can calm you.
神这个话的作用就是让你能够平静下来。你平静下来，他就有机会来做工了。
So the purpose of this verse is to calm you down. Now when you are calm, then the Lord can begin his
work. 神一做工，这个问题就解决了。
So when God goes to work, the problem will be solved.
这是立竿见影的。
That is tried and proven. Instant effectiveness, okay.
Okay. 讲的这句话非常灵。不讲话，我们讲话了。为什么呢？神的话是大有能力的。
And this is very effective because God's word has great power.
因为我们首先第一个，我们大家都选择要解决问题，我们要选择要解决问题。
Because first is we all have to be willing and choose to want to solve the problem.
如果有了这种选择，双方呢？这个话，神的话就能够听进去了。
So if both parties are willing, then they're able to hear and listen to God's word.
现在问题是谁说这句话？
Now the problem is who will say these words?
夫妻吵架了，吵架完以后谁来说不可寒露到日落？
So when a husband and wife get into an argument, is the husband or the wife that will say this passage?
你们说应该谁先说？
So who should say it first? Who should bring this verse up?
谁对谁错不要紧，都可以先说这句话。
It doesn't matter who's in the right or who's in the wrong.
当然在家里头，像我跟我太太，你们说是谁在说这句话？
Anyone can bring up this verse. What about me? Who do you think says it first, me or my wife?
Of course, 是我。
Of course, it's me.
在座的先生们
，all the husbands here，
弟兄们
，brothers，
要先说这句话。
You need to bring up and say this verse first。
阿门吧。
Amen。
这才能看出来你对你的太太的爱嘛。
This shows your love for your wife。
这句话都不能说，你对谁，你对那个妻子是爱吗？
If you can't even bring this verse up, then how can you say you love your wife?
我们有时候人吵架， 吵架都要吵到最后，看谁说话，谁说最后一句话，好像这个人是在赢。
Sometimes in an argument, people want to always get the last word in, because when you get the last word in, is you've won that argument.
错了。
That's wrong.
我们要学习不要是最后一个在说，争吵是最后一个在说话。
Let us learn to not have that last word.
要学习玛利亚。
Let's learn from Mary.
马大在指责玛利亚的时候，玛利亚是不说话。
When Martha rebuked Mary, Mary was silent.
主耶稣帮她说话。
It was the Lord Jesus that spoke for her.
所以说，我们要什么呢？遇到问题不怕，我们要找到解决问题的方法，那就是要依靠神。
So don't be troubled when you face challenges or hardships. We need to rely on the Lord.
所以说呢，我们不管是夫妻之间的关系，其他的问题也都是一样，都是一样。
So it's whether if it's issues that arise in your marriage, but all other problems is the same.
好，我们大家低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，你比我们的服事更重要。
Lord, you are more important than our service.
求你将玛利亚的心赐给我们。
May you grant us the heart of Mary.
让我们选择那上好的。
Let us choose the best blessing.
就是在服事中将我们的爱与热情浇灌在你身上。
So that in our service, we do everything out of love.
求你时时地提醒我们。
May you constantly remind us.
不可少的只有一件事。
We can't miss this one important thing.
就是要爱你。
That is to love you.
要渴慕你。
And to seek you.
要亲近你。
And to draw near to you.
这永远是我们的服事的目标。
That is always our purpose in serving you.
不要让外面的忙碌服事的成败夺去我们里面对你的专注。
No matter what happens in our service, let us not lose our dedication.
也保守我们的心一直连于你，依靠你。
And may you protect and cover us so that we are always trusting and relying on you.
经历你。
And to experience you.
在你的同在中完成你要我们做的事。
So as we walk with you, we can accomplish the things you want us to do.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.